us by phone. Scott, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
So, in the end, did Illinois think he would come back?
I mean, that's an interesting question, because if you kind of go from where the story started when, you know, Kofi entered his name in the NBA draft, at that point, you know, the coaching staff, you know, was pretty certain that his time at Illinois was done. And Brad Underwood, you know, said that he was, you know, a bit surprised when Kofi withdrew from the draft. Of course, you know, at the same time that he did that, you know, he went in the transfer portal. And then I think at that point, Illinois still felt okay about his chances. I mean, you never know. I mean, a lot of the times when a player enters the portal, he's not coming back to where he came from. But with Jeff Alexander still a part of the program, he got promoted to assistant coach. He had worked with Kofi a lot in the offseason. They had a good relationship. And then I think Kofi realized in the end, when all was said and done, what, you know, college athletics means now, you know, with name, image, and likeness, what he had done at 2 years at Illinois, like, it was a legacy move to return to Champaign, similar to what Io DeSumo did a year prior. You know, returning for year three, which turned out to be a pretty darn good year three, that's got him, you know, a likely, probable first-round draft pick. I don't know if the end result will be the same for Kofi, but you know, he's already knocking on the door of being one of, you know, the best players to ever play at Illinois. If he puts together a really good season this coming year, Illinois maybe goes further than they did in the tournament this past season, like, he will be probably considered one of the best to ever wear the orange and blue. So I think all of that led back to Champaign, but yeah, there was a time where coaches were pretty sure it was over.
Scott, I'm guessing that because he is such a talent that he's been welcomed back not only by the coaching staff with open arms, but the fan base as well. But I guess I'm curious, what's the lesson to be learned if a more marginal player has to do that and say, well, you know what, upon further review, maybe this wasn't so bad? What do you think the reaction will be?
I don't think it'll be much different. And there are some in the Illinois fan base that, you know, when Kofi went in the portal, you know, they were done. That was it for them. And I think a few of them, you know, maybe you're still feeling some of that a little bit, and that's just the fanatic part of fans sometimes. But I think any program, even if you go in the portal, if you come back and say, yeah, I'm in, I'm all in for next season, I think the fans, in the end, if you're going to make the team that they like better, that even if it's a little bit, I think that they'll be behind it.
Best as you can tell, why didn't he go to Kentucky?
Well, he certainly had some discussions with Orlando Antigua about it. I think there's probably a few factors, you know, involved. Part of it was, you know, that's a tricky position for Orlando to be in. You just left Illinois after, you know, four seasons, two of them being pretty successful, and now you're going to poach the best player on the team. Now that Io's gone, it happens, obviously. So it'll happen more, you know, as coaches continue to move and players are moving at an even faster rate. But I think there was maybe a pause there, and like, Orlando was, I think, in those conversations with Kofi, was like, you know, Illinois might be your best bet. And then Kofi knows, you know, the game as well. Kentucky has Oscar Tshiebwe. He's going to have to split time, you know, at the five with him, because I don't know that you could play the two of them together. At Illinois, he's the guy. Like, he's going to get again every minute that he can earn. And then the third part is, you know, the brand that he has already sort of built at Illinois in 2 years, that could really maybe only help him when it comes to NIL. He'd have to restart in a way at Kentucky. Not that he couldn't have made some money off of his name, image, and likeness at Kentucky. But with Illinois, like, there's the idea of Kofi Coburn at Illinois, what that can be is out there. Like, he doesn't have to say, well, this could happen at Kentucky. He's like, I did this at Illinois. I've got this support. I could be a good ambassador for your brand. So it's probably, you know, some combination of all of that.
Yeah. Last thing on my end, and then I'll turn you to Terry. We've got people up on the Tennessee-Kentucky border who hear this, and obviously Kentucky's base of support in this two-state region is pretty intense in basketball. Is it as simple as if Kofi Coburn had gone to Kentucky, they instantly are a Final Four potential team?
I'm not sure it's that simple, and I'm not sure that they're not that caliber of team without him. I mean, they would. I think the amount that he would have made them better, I'm not totally sure. I think it'd be some, certainly, because he's a good player. But again, you know, what would the balance have been between him and Tshiebwe? Would either of them like that? And that's, you know, John Calipari's move here, at least this offseason, to, he'll still go after, obviously, some really talented high school players, but support that with, you know, some, what I consider some really talented transfers. I think that's going to bump Kentucky up, you know, into the national conversation again in the preseason. I mean, I've got an AP top 25 vote, and right now I think Kentucky's, you know, a top 10 team potentially. Kofi would have maybe elevated them a little further, but then you're sort of splitting hairs. I mean, what's the difference between 3 and 10, you know, in the preseason, you know, before they start playing some games?
Yeah. Scott Ritchie is with us from the News Gazette up in Champaign, Urbana. Terry, what do you got for him?
Scott, Kofi put his name initially into the NBA draft and withdrew it. What do you think his draft stock was if he'd stayed in the draft? Where do you think he would have landed in terms of range of picks, and what ultimately dissuaded him from staying in the draft?
Well, I think ceiling for him was the end of the second round, and there was, I think, a fair chance that he would have gone undrafted. And there was some, you know, discussion, you know, I think that, you know, he'd even been told a little bit of this was, you know, G League is probably going to be where you play initially. And there's some thought that maybe you wouldn't even been a starter in the G League just because, you know, his game and what the NBA is looking for from, you know, its fives doesn't quite line up just yet. And I think I just got a chance to talk with him earlier this week, and you know, he took all that feedback and, you know, said, you know, you kind of have to check your ego when you make a decision like this. And he did that. He didn't want to rush to make, you know, that move to the NBA if it wasn't going to be what he wanted it to be in year one. And NIL gives him a chance to make some money in college, help out his family, which is a goal of his, and still pursue that NBA dream. And I think just if he's able to, in this coming season at Illinois, show that he can be not only an able, but maybe a more willing passer out of the post, that'll be important. If he can show that he can maybe knock down a 15, 17-foot mid-range jump shot, not all the time, but at least consistently enough in limited opportunities, that'll be important. And then I think the big thing is, you know, just improving defensively in terms of, you know, his lateral movement. Because it's going to be, in college basketball is starting to turn this, but NBA is ball screens on top of ball screens. And there are times where he can be exposed a little bit in that. So there's some areas of the game that he can work on. And then, you know, say, you know, look at it again next spring and see where he might fall in terms of the NBA draft.
Okay, I'm going to change the subject and throw something a little different at you here. there was a report that came out a little while ago that Kansas is potentially interested in looking at the Big Ten as a possible landing spot as we see the Big 12 disintegrate. Also potentially Iowa State. What would the potential addition of a Kansas mean for Big Ten basketball? I know it's not going to mean a lot for Big Ten football, but Big Ten basketball.
Just from a basketball perspective, I mean, that throws the grenade in the punch bowl a little bit. I mean, that's another elite program to add to a conference that over the last 2 years at least, by the numbers, has been considered, you know, one of the best conferences in the country. The results obviously aren't there. There hasn't been a Big Ten champ, national champ, since Michigan State in 2000. But I'd certainly be interested in seeing Illinois play Kansas twice a year. It'd be kind of interesting for Illinois fans because there's still some lingering bad feelings for Bill Self after he left. And it was obviously a reasonable move to go to Kansas. But I like that. I just don't know that... when it comes down to the money-making side of things, which is what drives all of this, I mean, I don't think the Big Ten needs Kansas. I mean, they expanded to, you know, the Maryland, expanded with Maryland and Rutgers, pretty much only to get the Washington, D.C. and the New York TV markets. I'm not sure that the Lawrence, Kansas market is going to add a lot to any potential meteorite to deal. So I'm just curious where conference expansion will go with there because, you know, it seems like the SEC is going to pluck maybe one of the bigger markets in Texas with Texas, but the rest of the Big 12, I don't think it has that much juice on that side of things, and I think that's important.
Scott, really appreciate your taking the time to come on with us today and talk through an interesting issue. I'm interested to see where this is going to play out, and thank you for the visit.
Yeah, always happy to talk hoops.
Scott Ritchie from the News.